Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm here today with Captain Jerry Casey from the Monroe Salvation Army and Linda O'Neill, an advisory board member for the Salvation Army here in Monroe. Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Appreciate the invite. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You guys are always working hard, doing a lot of good in our community, and it costs a lot of money to do what you guys do. And you've got a big event coming up where the community can come out and enjoy a nice meal and help out the Salvation Army at the same time, Captain Casey.
Yes. We have an event coming up. It's going to be a luncheon. It's going to be from 11:30 to 1. We're going to have it at the sports complex over there in West Monroe. We're calling it Taste of Hope. Is it Taste of Hope? Taste of Louisiana.
Louisiana.
You know, I mix them up. You know, we did one last year and it was Taste of Hope. Anyway, Taste of Louisiana, and it's going to be the big theme is the 250th anniversary of America. So we're going to start right off the bat with inviting all veterans in, who want to come and have a free meal at the sports complex with us. Come right in. Don't have to show any ID. Just tell us you're a veteran, and in you come. And we should have about 400 people at this event. It's going to be a large event. We are selling tickets for it. The tickets are $35 each. We don't have physical tickets. Just come to the desk there, and we can either bill you, give us your email, or you can pay right there at the desk. Or we're selling tables, full tables that for $500, and they'll seat 8 people. And the beauty is all the funding that we're going to get, we're going to all the funding that we will accumulate is going to go directly back into our shelter. It's going to stay directly in this community. It's not going anywhere else. It's going to stay here in Northeast Louisiana where our shelter is. And as you know, our shelter has houses women and children. And then we have another shelter that houses men. The money will be used strictly for operations, which keeps our shelter moving. And the reason to keep our shelter moving, of course, is to help us help others. There are people out there that need a little push. There are people out there that are just, they don't know what to do, they're hopeless. There are people out there that just need a little bit of kindness to move forward. And that's what we do at the Salvation Army. We're open 365 days a year. It's an emergency nighttime shelter. That's what it's called. But I'll be honest with you, it's a lot more than that. If it's raining out, they come on in. If it's like it's been hot, the way it's been hot,
right. We've
been opening up 4 or 5 hours early every single day. And now, that may not sound like much, but that's a great expense. I have to have monitors. I got to, there's a lot involved with it. So this event is tremendous for helping the Salvation Army of Northeast Louisiana help others in our community.
Linda, you got involved with this. You're an advisory board member. What drew you to jump in and help the Salvation Army?
Well, when Captain came to town, he came to my business where I work, which I work for Origin Bank, and he presented his story to me and my manager, Billy Haddad. And it just, drove to my heart that he needs help, and we need to help him. So I joined the board at that time.
And what better way to help than go out and enjoy a seafood dinner? Tell me about this. You've got some buy-in from the Louisiana Seafood Board as well, and I understand lots of local restaurants and businesses involved.
Yes. So we have Randall's Specialty Meat, Seafood and Specialty Meat, and the warehouse are going to prepare the seafood for us. And then we have Pat Nolan's Pop-Up Bistro. We have Weston's Potato Farm. They're going to supply the sweet potatoes and the plain fries. And we have Jack's Barbecue. We have Nukes is going to be supplying some of the tea. They're going to supply the tea. We have Mitzi Shelton with Creative Catering is going to be supplying some side dish. And anyway, we just have Walmart's going to provide the desserts. And it's going to be a great tasting of good Louisiana seafood that our Lieutenant Billy Nungesser has provided through the Louisiana Seafood.
The Seafood Promotion Board helping out. Captain, I live in South Monroe, so I pass your shelter a lot.
Sure.
I see crowds of folks at times. How many, I mean, I know it's different every day, but how many folks is our local Monroe Salvation Army helping on a regular basis?
Well, that's a hard question. We house 52 every single day, women and children and men. Every single day we fill up. Sometimes we overfill a little bit. I don't like to overfill because I don't like to be crowded. It's a clean, safe, healthy environment where you feel peace and love. If you're overcrowded, then, you know, you're taking that away. So we do put cots out if necessary. But mainly, we pretty much get to the last bed, and then we're set. But that's as far as housing the homeless. We also do a community service where I go out in our disaster truck. Now, the rules are we're only supposed to drive the disaster truck during a disaster. My rules are I take it out twice a week with food, and I go down to South Monroe. I go over to Bakkenville, and I just hand out lunches and cold waters and so forth like that. We've been very, very blessed with people donating food, with people donating water. I mean, I think when I go out to feed people, it used to cost me about $500 a shot every time to do it, and now I do it so often that the community understands what we're doing, and they help us, and they donate the food, and they donate everything. We also help people with utility assistance. Right now, our only program that we have is for the elderly and if you're disabled. We have some money left for that. Our other two programs are defunded right now. But again, this kind of money goes into things like that, goes into those programs. Like our Red Kettle program when we're ringing bells.
Right, Christmas. Christmas.
Now, that's our biggest fundraiser of the year, but this is our kickoff of the season.
Tell me about, we've only got about a minute left. Tell me about who we're going to see. You've got some special folks that are going to be there at this lunch.
Yeah, Eric Edwards has agreed to come and speak. Eric Edwards is a local hero. He went to OCS, and then he went to...
Was it LSU, wasn't he?
LSU, that's right, LSU. And then he became a NFL football player for Arizona State. He's a wonderful gentleman, and he's a good Christian man, and he has been through some struggles himself. He's been out there, and he knows what it takes to help, you know, he knows what it takes to help others help themselves. And he has volunteered to come and speak to our people that come to this banquet for us.
You're even going to have Miss Louisiana there singing the national
Absolutely.
Anthem. First runner-up to Miss America.
Yes, and we're going to have a big flag presentation. It's going to be a 250th anniversary. It's going to be for our veterans. It's going to be for our community. It's going to be for the people that need help, that don't quite know how to help themselves right now.
For folks to find out more, you can go to the Facebook page. It's called The Salvation Army Monroe. Again, it's the Taste of Louisiana, September 24th, 11:30 to 1:00.